small public meeting down at Hollister again. That's a great place to host it there. And just see where we're at and try to keep the burden on Genesee and Wyoming. They are the largest short line operator in the nation. And they do these industrial development projects all the time. They know who all the role players are. They know how to get an operator to come in there to fund it. And keep in mind, you know, minimal funding from our part, but show some eagerness to receptiveness to make a transload center that could be a showpiece for all of northwest Arkansas and southwest Missouri down there. And it doesn't, the key thing about a transload center that, you know, we had one slide presentation that you had provided for us, is it can be located actually anywhere. It doesn't have to be in the heart of a industrial park, because it can feed from all directions. So likely the best place for it to be is where the railroad wants it to be. The Genesee Wyoming, let them come to us and say, where's the optimum location to access and get it built and to draw operators in there? And so support that effort is what I'm proposing. So if you could rekindle that conversation, I'm certainly willing to do the paperwork to draft up a proposed letter to get all the role players together and get it for you to send out, to review and send out to all the participants that we had previously at the table, which includes Missouri North Arkansas Railroad, who owns the railroad, but they're owned by Genesee and Wyoming, and Branson Scenic Railroad, and there's another number of other folks. So UP came to that meeting.
Yeah, Union Pacific is really the linchpin in all of this, and I have not helped our cause much there. And that's because they own the mule barn.
They do.
Yeah, oh. The lady that came to our other meeting, she's gone. And then they gave me a new name, and he's gone. And so now it's Mr. Adam Teets. And Mr. Adam Teets and Union Pacific just got their notice to either perform or be issued a warrant for the arresting the Union Pacific in the Hollister Municipal Court.
Oh, well,
that's after the last X number of months of, yes, we, and then finally they just said, you know how, we have 32 projects like this, and we really don't give a shit about you. And I just basically said, well, he said, what might help is if we had some threatening letter, because he said, I can't get it done, nobody's listening to me. So we sent him a threatening letter, that was last week. So he's the man that can help us with this, and I was so thrilled to find him, and so thrilled that he would talk to me, and now he's not thrilled that he...
Well, on the plus side, you can offer him a major transfer facility to be part of that may help soothe the wounds, actually.
The other thing is we've made significant progress. We have taken 9 mobile homes out of where that track is approved, that siding is approved down there in Old Mill. But we have to have an exit road, which is the Taney County Expressway. The linchpin to that is the Taney County Expressway, and I think we're ready to go. We've got the railroad's approval. I'm sure we'll get by cleaning up the mule barn by the time we're ready to go. So I'm pretty optimistic that if we can get a way out of there besides downtown Hollister, a goat path, if we can do better than that, I think we'd be able to do this. I really, truly, I think that's it. And we're making progress on actually getting the first leg of that to Maple Street. And then Maple Street is only, it's about a half a mile from where we would need to be for the transload facility, but it does involve a $3 million bridge to get over Turkey Creek. But that's kind of where we're at. So I do have a really good contact with Union Pacific, and I've
if we could get some of those prints that you've got of how that lays in there, and have that at that meeting to circulate to everybody, so it's, you know, it's now it's just a picture in our heads, and can be more physical as to what we're proposing, and that might help Genesee and Wyoming to spur on Missouri, North Arkansas, and everybody to start doing some planning, doing some engineering.
Okay. All right.
So if let me know when you made that call and if they're receptive, and then give me that additional contact name from the UP.
Okay.
And I'll craft a letter for the next meeting, have it bring to some of it ahead of time to you to review and discuss.
He is the real estate manager for South Central or whatever district we're in.
Basically, it would be just to set up another public, small public forum sure. meeting to see where we go from here.
Okay, we can do that.
Have that on the agenda for the next meeting.
And if you don't care, email that to me how you want it to.
Yeah.
Like I said, we'll put it on. Okay, any other business? How about some Tane County updates?
The Cooper Creek box on Fall Creek is complete. It took 4.5 days. We got it broke out and the new one installed and pavement over it and guardrail. Shockley Road, the turnaround's complete. C of O seems to be happy. Hopefully they don't turn cattle in there before they... Hopefully they remember their fences.
I'm worried about that. Recreational vehicles using access to their yeah. pasture. But just don't worry about it if it happens.
Coon Creek, I kind of filled Rick in the other day. I've got right-of-way issues on the Hollister end of it. The people are not going to budge until they get back from Florida. They've been there all for the last 2 or 3 months. But anyway, they want to meet with me in person, on site. And so that's going to put the paving off for about a month. So we pretty well got all of the other stuff, the shoulder work, the material there for when they do pave it, tucked back into the edge of the pavement. There's one area up through there we're going to have to wedge quite a bit to get it back up to a 2%. Currently it's 10 to 12, but we're going to do that with pavement. Other than that, we're getting ready for 75 miles of chip and seal, trimming brush, and just now able to get in the ditches from all winter to get them clean. We're making a lot of headway, though.
Okay, Beth, do you have any MoDOT updates that you'd like to?
What Devin said about brush and ditching, I think we're doing a lot of that. Crew was actually out on 160 today. They're bringing in some fill material and trying to just build up a little bit of shoulder along those nasty curves.
That's looking good.
Each year they add just a little bit more and try to kind of give us a little bit of relief there. So.
I've heard a lot of compliments on it.
Yeah, I think Jim got a lot of confidence last year, so I think he's trying to keep pursuing that. So.
Do you plan to guardrail any more of that?
Not that I'm aware of, because the guardrail will be outside of his budget. That would actually have to be a stiff project, and we don't have the funding set aside. I don't know if maintenance would be able to find it out of their budget and set it up that way or not. But it would have to go through a contractor, so we're not set up to do that.
I noticed going to Bradleyville, they're doing with that giraffe and all the tree trimming, and that looks good.
Yeah, they were headed towards Hollister.
Yeah, they're making some pretty good progress.
I haven't gotten any phone calls, but I bet they have at the office.
I've seen the trees with haircuts on the way.
Yeah, I was like, no, we're going to do this in November. We're going to do it right in spring. But, there's some cedar trees that don't look like they'll ever recover. That's what we want. We don't want them to branch back out. So.
And I would thank Jim, too, and I've already called him to thank him, but I would do him this say they brought the Komatsu with the grinder on it down through the Hollister area and got the cedar trees out of the drainage ways and stuff. They did a really good job on that, too.
Yeah,
so.
They've been our leadership at the district since we got our, since Travis moved in a couple of years ago, he's pretty adamant about brush control and tree removal, that type of thing. That seems to be one of his he's a farm boy. He likes everything to look neat along the edges, you know, so you can tell his influences.
I think he's might have been all the way through Branson already, too.
Branson Hills Parkway area the last time I saw him out there with the driving machine. So they've been pretty busy this year. As far as updates, I noticed that Rick did have information in the packet about the design build project that we're doing on I-44. That has been awarded, so it's getting very high up. I'm actually helping with that project, so it'll be a two-year project. And we'll be replacing 19 bridges on the interstate. They're in poor shape, kind of similar to what we've got here at the lake. The interstate bridges date back to like right at the 1960 mark, so they're about the same age. That's one of the challenges our district has, is that we've got a lot of bridges that are all the same age, so they're all needing attention at the same time. So that's part of what has to get to our budget. So anyway, there's 19 bridges. Most of them are going to be replacements. 12 out of the 19 are actually full replacements. 7 of them will be rehabilitations, which is basically redecking them. But a lot of those bridges were narrow. They were the only constriction on the entire interstate through Lawrence and Jasper and going into Greene County. So it'll be a big safety improvement, not only just a maintenance improvement, but a safety improvement, because we did have issues with 18-wheelers and stuff taking on those bridge walls. So, and, you know, bumping around and people getting hurt. So, be a good job. Like I said, it'll be about 2 years. We should be done with it. They're starting in May of this year, and it'll be mainly Lawrence County. So,
I think
you might keep that in mind when you're traveling the interstate.
So, there's another success story with this one. Talk about a design build.
We've got a $36 million budget for this project. When we came out and calculated what it would cost us to just do these bridges in like a pair at a time, or, you know, separate contractors, we're looking at least $10 million. Kind of depends on how we calculate it, but the very conservative was $10 million in savings. And the reality, if we tried to bid them separately, we're probably looking at $15 million.
I like $15 million. I think that's realistic.
We were trying to be, you know, conservative with the number. But and it's going to save us, like I said, we had all these done in 2 years. If we had to let these out as separate contracts, we might have been able to do 4 bridges a year or something like that, because we'd have to coordinate between contractors and make sure that the work zones were set up properly. So it's really going to get the projects done quicker, which again is a savings, because every year we put off doing a project, that's another 3% inflation. And you know, we don't see that inflation in our revenue, so it's basically a deduction of 3% from what we can spend every year that we have to wait. So that's a significant savings also. So we are probably looking at doing another design build project in 2022. And Megan's been sitting in on our planning framework meetings that we've been having to try to get the newest 5-year STIP out. And that's one of the things we're working towards, is trying to get another design build project probably going in 2022, which is the same year that we're doing the Long Creek Bridge. But again, that money, it comes off the top, so it affects all the districts, but that money for the Long Creek Bridge is actually coming out of the statewide pool of funds. Interstate bridges will be completely taken over by our district. So we're looking at probably a $42 million project over 2 years of funding. So 22 and 23, but it would be probably close to the same number of bridges. We're looking at bridges that are close to some still in Lawrence County, but also in Webster, and looking at Greene County too. So we're looking at bridges that are probably going to require more traffic handling to get them safely done. Of course, we've had some issues in Webster County too with volumes and stuff, so I think they're budgeting a little bit more for about the same number of bridges this go around. So, but that's coming up. We have the commission meeting. We are hosting a commission meeting this next month, so it'll be April 2nd. Yeah, election day, I've been pointed out. They're meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning at the University Plaza. The reason that the commission is in town is because we are lucky enough to host every year the Innovation Showcase for MoDOT, which is where our employees get to enter in good ideas they've had for maybe modifying a piece of equipment or coming up with a